Hey everyone, my name is Mark Lynn, and I'm a recruiter at Florida State College at Jacksonville. And I just want to thank you for listening in on this new podcast segment called My Life. At FSCJ, I am privileged to work alongside so many of our employees that are committed to providing the best service, quality, and value to our students, staff, and community. You know, each of these podcast segments will be me, just having a conversation with an employee, getting to know them better, and discussing the integral part they play in helping our college succeed. My goal of these segments is to not only help others gain a better understanding of the culture we have at FSCJ, but to celebrate and highlight the very employees that make our culture so inclusive, engaging, and rewarding. And with that, let's get into it.
My life.
My life.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
Hey there, amazing people. My name is Mark Lynn, and I am so glad you have tuned in to yet another episode of My Life at Florida State College at Jacksonville. And today's a good day. Today's a great day because, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the super duper Dr. Linka Crosby. Linka, thanks for taking time to talk to me today. How in the world are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I know we're upcoming to a weekend right now when we're doing this recording. Do you want to share any big plans for the weekend?
Well, actually, I'm going to host salsa night with three people in my house. It's not the salsa night you're thinking about where you're dancing. It's the actual, hey, I'm going to make chips and salsa on that day. and also make a Mexican soup. It's a southern Mexican soup. It's called tlalpeño, and it's actually a native soup from Mexico and from southern Mexico, and it's great. So I'm going to test this out on my neighbors.
All right, Linka, you gave me some insight a little bit about salsa, so I'm going to interrogate you right now. Could you tell me, you know, what makes this salsa so special? I mean, what's the background? Why do you want to make this so bad?
Well, first of all, my neighbors are new, and I'm getting to know them, and I wanted to give them some insight of different types of Mexican chili. So I've had the pleasure of living in New Mexico and South Texas. And South Texas, if you know a little history about it, it's right on the Mexican border. Mm-hmm. So we have from red chili, green chili, orange chili. And my neighbors wanted to try something new, so I'm going to make this for them. This particular salsa is made with sour cream, cilantro, or coriander is, you know, another word for it, and lime, and jalapenos, and milk. And you just mix it up in the blender and try it with your tortilla chips or lime chips. It's a great food to put in your soup to have on something called a tomatillo that has tortilla and ground beef in it with some tomato sauce. Or you can just eat it with salsa and chips. The soup that I'm actually making for them is from a Nahuatl word, and I can't even pronounce that T that is native to the Native Americans of Mexico. But it's a great soup that has rice, cheese, chicken, and a little bit chili, and among other things. But it represents the culture and the mix of culture in Mexico.
Wow. You know, I don't know if I'm more amazed about, you know, the intricacies of what you were making or the way that you say cilantro. It's amazing. You know, I am a sucker for food. So if ever you need another, you know, someone to test out those recipes, you can always reach out to me.
Well, anyway, thanks for sharing.
So just to set the foundation for our listeners, can you tell me just a little bit about yourself? Maybe something we wouldn't guess to know about you.
Well, I am fluent in three languages. I speak Spanish, English, and sign language. Well, I know a little bit of Arabic, but I used to be actually an interpreter. I was studying to be an interpreter. And the program didn't make it in my college, but I still worked as a freelance American Sign Language interpreter, and I really enjoyed it. I'm a little rusty now. I can't do it as much anymore, but I enjoy learning languages and speaking to different people in different languages.
Oh, wow, you speak three languages. That's amazing. You know, it reminds me of the running joke about the different languages that people speak. The joke is, so if you speak three languages, you're multilingual. If you speak two languages, you're bilingual. If you speak one language, you must be American, right? I mean, anyway. Leading on to the next question I have here. So what made you interested in becoming an FSCJ employee?
Mark, I would really say it was the diversity that Jacksonville has to offer. It's not just the community, but the people at our campuses. We range from, you know, we have Mexican American, we have African American, we have Arab populations. It's just a mix of culture and diversity, and that really drew me here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do attest to that. You know, being an employee of the college, you know, we are a diverse community and family to add on to it. Being in HR myself, you know, I see a lot of the diverse population of individuals come through our doors and become employees of the college. So it's always really good to see. And again, just re-verifying what you stated. So can you give me a little insight on your role with the college? What does the day-to-day world look like for you, Linka?
Well, I'm an instructional program manager for ESOL. That's English for speakers of other languages. In a nutshell, my role is to serve, support, supervise, and advocate for our students and instructors. My job duties can range from scheduling classes, hosting meetings for members in the ESOL community, and working with other departments on campus to get our ESOL students funneled into career programs and degrees. I would say my day-to-day work is never the same. We are always learning new things and trying to make things better for our program and our students. Basically, I get to do something I really love and enjoy doing every day. That's my job in a nutshell.
So I know you dabbled in it earlier when you talked about, you know, the diversity of our community that we have here at FSCJ. But I mean, do you have anything to add? Because my next question would be, what would you say is the best part about working at Florida State College of Jacksonville?
I would have to say it's working with people and different departments that really want to create a better learning experience for our students. I get to talk to so many departments and collaborate, and they really want to help change the experience for the students and just make everything better for them.
So, Linka, thank you so much for allowing me to talk with you today and learn a little bit more about the role you play here at FSCJ. And to you listeners out there, I hope that this conversation just gave you a little insight of the culture we have here from the actual people that make our college what it is today. So I'm looking forward to bringing you along in my next conversation with another FSCJ employee. So until next time, Linka, would you love to send off our listeners?
Yeah, I'd like to say come and join our team. We hope to see you soon.
Oh, sounds like music to my ears. And Steven, our tech expert, working behind the scenes there, send our listeners off.
Thank you for listening to yet another great podcast. See you next time.
Oh, you're too kind, Steve. And I'm Mark Lynn, wishing you all continued success. And I'll talk to you later.
My life.
My life.
My life.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.